Last year, Australia recorded its fifth hottest on record, according to the Bureau of Meteorology's annual statement. It will come as no surprise to farmers across Australia that the statistics confirm that 2015 continued the warming trend. On top of the heat, three states, Tasmania, Victoria and Queensland, received well below average rainfall. The current El Niño event turned out to be the third strongest recorded here. Serena Locke has the story.
For Moree grain grower Ed Tomlinson, 2015 was a mixed bag, a good wheat harvest, but his chickpeas were knocked by a severe storm of 70 millimetres of rain in November.
We're fortunate enough to have a good start to the season and got the chickpeas planted and everything was going well. We'd had most of our wheat harvested and then we got this storm out of nowhere and put all the chickpeas on the ground, unfortunately. But look, yields were still good, better than average. So, yeah, you take what you can get, I suppose.
The annual climate statement for 2015 shows a clear warming trend. Blair Truen, climatologist at the Bureau of Meteorology.
2015 was the fifth warmest year on record for Australia nationally. And each of the last 3 years have ranked in the top five. In fact, 2013 and 2014 were even warmer. But 2015, even though it wasn't quite as warm as the last 2 years, still came in as fifth.
How clear is the warming trend overall?
Yeah, it's a clear warming trend of about 0.9 of a degree over the century. In Australia, most of that warming has been over the second half of the century. And what that means is while you get ups and downs in individual years, yeah, average temperature of the last decade has been about half a degree above the long-term average, and even the cool years like the La Niña year of 2011 are fairly close to that long-term average now.
And you've also spelt out that 8 of the 10 warmest years have occurred since 2002. Yeah.
Yes, there's been a real concentration of warm years in recent years, and especially there's been a real concentration of warm springs. The three warmest springs on record for Australia have occurred in the last 3 years.
Rainfall was well below average for almost all of eastern Australia, except New South Wales. It was also below average for southern Western Australia.
There were three real standout dry areas. One was southeastern Australia, taking in Tasmania, central and western Victoria and southern South Australia. The second was southwestern Western Australia, and the third was a large part of Queensland, starting on the coast up around Townsville, which had its driest year on record and extending southwest into the central interior of Queensland.
2015 saw near record low rainfall in Victoria. Andrew Wiedemann, chairman of the Grain Producers of Australia, says it's similar to the drought of 70 years ago.
Victoria's rainfall this year, and certainly where I farm here at Rapanya in what's called the Wimmera region, the rainfall here was similar to the 44 drought year, which we've heard so much about from my father and my grandfathers over the years, talking about how dry it was back through that period of 43, the 44 drought. It's been amazing, though, I must say, Serena, just what has been produced by the production systems today, because we're certainly not experiencing those dust storms in Melbourne. And so the production systems have produced something. In most cases, you know, we're hearing barley was, you know, reasonable, but quality very poor. And wheat down on yield, well down on what was expected, and quality was quite good. A lot of growers have made hay this year too, Serena, which has been beneficial where the opportunities were able, where they had enough material available, they've made hay and doing, you know, reasonably well back out of that.
Climatologists say farmers in southern Australia should be aware of a drying trend, but northwestern Australia is wetter. Blair Truen.
At the national level, if anything, we've seen a slight increase in trend in rainfall, and the main reason for that is that we have a very strong upward trend in rainfall, in particularly the northwestern quarter of Australia, so northern Western Australia and the Northern Territory in particular. And on the other hand, the areas where we do see significant drying trends in southern Australia, particularly southwest WA and Victoria and Tasmania.
Climatologist Blair Truen ending Serena Locke's report.